From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Christopher Husted. By now, most people will have heard that older individuals are more at risk of serious complications from COVID-19. But who else belongs to those high-risk communities, and what are they doing to keep themselves safe? KBIA's Rebecca Smith takes a look at one of the populations that is most at risk, the immunocompromised.
Last Wednesday, back before Columbia's stay-at-home order, the ground was littered with puddles and the air hung heavy, but the sun was out when I walked into Monarch Jewelry. Finished pieces were on display, beads and stones in various degrees of polished were all over the counter, and toward the back, next to his workbench and holding a cup of coffee, was the, quote, unofficial mayor of the North Village Arts District in Columbia, Kenny Green.
Shake your hand, but you know, we're not supposed to.
Kenny's lived in Columbia since the 1970s and is very active in the arts community. He's nearing 70 and says that some people may not know that he's the recipient of a donated kidney due to
benign idiopathic retroperitoneal fibrosis. Cost me a lot of money to learn that.
Kenny experienced renal failure and was on dialysis for more than 7.5 years. But 16 years ago, he received his new kidney.
I've had a compromised immune system since then. I left the hospital with 14 drugs. I'm down to 2.
That's every day. And those drugs are immunosuppressants. But those same drugs that protect his kidney also put him at a higher risk for infectious diseases like COVID-19.
It's important that we talk about COVID-19. But I think it's also important to recognize that most of these groups are also at higher risk for things like pneumonia and influenza and a lot of other infectious diseases that are present year-round.
That's Dr. Ashley Millam. She's the medical director of Columbia Boone County Public Health and Human Services. She says that there are 3 main groups of people more at risk when it comes to COVID-19. Those over the age of 65, people with underlying health conditions like various disabilities, asthma, diabetes, COPD, heart disease and failure, or even a history of heart attacks. She says the final group more at risk is sometimes harder to recognize because
you can't always tell that someone is immunosuppressed from looking at them.
She says there's a lot of reasons that someone's immune system may not be firing on all cylinders, and many conditions like inflammatory bowel diseases, Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, any organ transplant, rheumatoid arthritis, and even sometimes psoriasis require immunosuppressants for treatment.
Keeping that in mind, if you're sick, please stay home. If you have mild cold-like symptoms that don't require going in and getting seen, then taking care of yourself at home and not exposing other people would be a really kind thing to do.
And something she hopes people will continue to do in the future, even once COVID-19 is less of a concern. Back at Monarch Jewelry, Kenny says he's not really worried because he hasn't had an immune system for 16 years, and he's made it through other high-risk times, like flu season each year. Since I was there last week, the city of Columbia has issued a stay-at-home order, meaning less people will be out and about, but you could still come in contact with those most at risk, which means Kenny's paying attention. He knows his risk factors, has stopped teaching his Tai Chi classes, and for now, is just doing what he can.
I don't think I can get younger, so. But like I said, I'm just going to follow the regular standards of good health and go with that. And deal with it if things get worse.
For KBIA News, I'm Rebecca Smith.